A special congressional election in the Atlanta suburbs has become the most expensive race for a U.S. House seat ever. Georgia's 6th congressional district has been solidly Republican for almost 40 years. But the race between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Karen Handel has become a referendum on President Trump. And because of all the money in this race, that means a whole lot of TV ads. Here's Johnny Kaufman from member station WABE.
Walk around the Atlanta suburbs these days asking people about the ads, and you'll get a lot of this.
So I'm doing a story about all the money and the ads that are in the race.
Oh, God.
Beverly Cohen says she's never seen so many ads during an election.
I will tell you, the ads that the super PACs do, those are horrible, no matter which side they're on.
Negative ads like these.
Karen Handel, another self-serving politician. She'd fit right in Washington. DCCC is responsible.
John Ossoff would be Nancy Pelosi's congressman, not ours. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So far, the candidates and outside groups are on track to spend at least $30 million on TV ads. When I put that number to someone who studies political advertising, he didn't believe me.
So I don't know how this would work on the radio, but if you can quote me as being like my mouth wide open.
Ken Goldstein is a professor at the University of San Francisco.
That's just manna from heaven for them.
For comparison, Goldstein says that during the general election, President Trump's campaign spent about $75 million on ads nationwide. In Atlanta, all the money in the special election has surprised local TV stations.
We did not do a good job of forecasting and seeing that coming.
Tim McVeigh is the general manager of Atlanta's ABC affiliate. In battleground states like New Hampshire or Florida, stations are used to extra money during campaign season. They may increase political coverage. Not so much in Atlanta.
It goes to the bank.
McVeigh says the station wants to save up for a rainy day.
Sometimes business can get hot, and sometimes you can go through tough patches.
The local NBC affiliate is taking advantage of the unusually hot political season. They've added an extra newscast on a sister station that creates more time for ads. The race between Handel and Ossoff is close. Ken Goldstein, the professor, says even if the ads only make a small difference, they can be decisive in a race like this.
Listen, if campaigns and outside groups have the money and this is the only game in town, even if it's phenomenally inefficient, they really don't care about efficiency. They care about winning, period.
The race won't be decided for another month, but there's already one clear winner: Atlanta's local TV stations. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman in Atlanta.